We're going over, it's Thursday night, Or Lachaf Gimel Shvat, and we're going to go over what we learned yesterday. We couldn't muster a quota today. I don't want to say how many people are here, but we do have a mezumen. I will say that. Because of Yeshivas Marit Vizel Lashona. Listen, it's Katsu Leruve Numia Nobo. I'm not sure. She was a Skadesh to Ruvain. It's going to and she walked out without a get. That's all it means. It doesn't mean the official Miyun of Miyun. It means she walked out without a get. It's going to turn out we don't know if Leah was a Gedola or a Katana at the time. That's what's going to turn out. Vamdom and Iskacha Lashimon, and we know she was a Gedola when she was a Iskacha to Shimon. And now we have Trey of Trey. Katachat Meido Shikatan, Shai Sikatana. B'shas kedusha Ruvain, v'katachas miido shayis gedoyla b'shas kedusha Ruvain. Yerenu amora litzdaka miasura l'shneihem because of the suffix mitam shestei kitos makishim zuazu. Oh, in nomar, is there a reason to say that Shimon gets but l'chumra Ruvain should give a get? Yigarish Ruvain to Shimon or to the Ipka? We don't know. We don't know. Tshuva. So the Marit first sent over from his Rebbe. Reish Maseches Nida, and as you look at the Tshuva, you see that his Rebbe came up with this first suggestion. Shama Yoyim and Kolanoshim Dayan Shaitan. When a woman sees Dam, she's Tamei only from then. You don't go back Lamafrey and say maybe the Dam was Ne'ekar from the Rechem some time ago, and it only came out of the body now. You don't say that. You're not choishes for that. So everything she touched up until when she saw the dam out of her body is tohar. You with me?
Yeah.
Hila loimim epkido lepekido. That's a very chumra dikashita. We go back lemafreya and we're metamei misafek. Everything she touched, all tyra she touched, back from the last time she checked and she found herself to be tohar. As if we're choishes that the minute after that bedika, she became tamei again. Lemaisa we paskin like neither of them. Again, this is like I mean Tyrus. We paskin 24 hours or the last bedika if it's less. Okay, so we have this machlokes. The misugin to hasam hashma bein l'shamay bein l'hillel hechaduleka reyos migufa. This is the way the sugi there develops. The Gemara says, I understand Beis Shammai very well. But why Hillel? Well, what happened to good old Chazaka de Meikara? So the Gemara says as follows. Atkan, you go by Chazaka de Meikara, only when there's no Reyes or Migufa. But here there's a reyus on migufa. Now, it's not so clear what that means. Certainly, the pashtus hadvarim is that whenever you have a reyus, so we'll call it, that the matzav changed. You see the matzav's different now. Say a mikvah, sholem, and now you see it's choser. So whenever you have these two classes, you follow chazoka de meikara. We know that as a general mahalach, generally true. What it seems like the Gemara is saying is that a reyusa begufa is worse. Even though we're not sure what the word reyusa begufa means. I mean, you can say in her body, because it's down. What?
It's worse than chaser lechonecha.
Yeah, there's something worse. We're not sure what's worse. So what if it's in her body? So we're going to see as the Shemaitah develops. I think the pashut pshat, when you learn the Gemara, is that because a woman sees dam regularly, so they still hold. You can't really follow Chazaka, because she's always like, you know, she's going to see dam always. Honey, you know, she has a cycle. She's going to see dam. Okay. Now, so but the point the Shmeitzer, the Marit making right now, the Marit Rebbe actually, is that when you have this clash and you don't have a reyus of a gufa, so you follow Taka Chazaka the Meikara. Tyson says that the Farish over there, Nida. There you go, Bosocheskos Tyra, even though right now she's Smeya Lefanecha. Umi no, says the Maritz Rebbe. The Benidon Didon. Avogav Di Shazua Re, also you have a clear, she says. Right now she's a Gedoyla. We know she was a Gedoyla when she married Shimon. She got Miskadish for Shimon. So we'll go with Aminon Hamidover Al Cheskos, right? Shahisa Katana, Peshas, Kedushe Ruvain, Chazaka Kamaisa. We'll go with Chazaka Kamaisa, even according to Hillel. This is not a Reyes of Begufa. Age is not a Reyes of Begufa. Again, we're not sure what Reyes of Begufa means. At least I'm not. But age is not. And therefore you have a Chazaka de Meikara, and you follow the Chazaka de Meikara. That's what he said. And therefore, you put her on a Cheskos Katana, or in a Kedusha to Ruvain. Elamiyu, but the Kohen is a kasha on this. V'yivamis perak hamona l'kohen gadol shaninu. We have this long, rather complicated Mishnah. Five cases, and each one is ain't a posel v'ain't a meichel. Ain't a posel means if she's a bas. If you have these things, I'm sorry, poiselin v'loy machila. Sorry, I said it wrong. I thought it's poisel that if she's a bas kohen, she can become spoiled from eating truma, and if she's a bas Yisrael that married a kohen, and then she got divorced, so these things are not ma'achil. The most would take Uber. An Uber is poisel, meaning if a bas Yisrael married a kohen, and then he died, so normally if she had a child, she could continue to eat truma, but if it's only an Uber, so that's Eino Meichel. I just gave an example of Eino Meichel. Poisel would be that if a Bas Koyen married a Yisrael, so she can't eat Truma anymore, but if he divorces her, if he dies, she could eat Truma. If she has a child, she cannot eat Truma. And even if she has just an Uber, she cannot eat Truma. So that's an Uber Poisel. He stops her from eating Truma, Eino Meichel, but he can't be asleep. There's a whole list of things. One of them is Ben Teshon of Yom Echad, which means someone puzzled was boiled up, and he was 9 years old, so he's poiseled up, because his bia is called a bia. Once you're 9, the bia is called a bia, so he makes her a halala. But Veinu Meichel, if he marries, if he's a kohen and he marries her, Veinu Meichel, because he's a cotton still. Okay? Now, for whatever reason, the Gemara feels that that's poshut, and that's not the simple case of the Mishnah. Messiah b'seifa d'bas. I'm sorry, no, I'm wrong. Messiah b'seifa d'bas. This at the end of the Mishnah says that sofeg ben tes, sofeg einu ben tes, is also poisel b'loy meichel. That's the Mishnah. Even if he's a sofeg, he's poisel b'loy meichel. Okay. Again, poisel means if he's a posel. He's poisel haba be also. Veinu Meichel if he marries her. Bikshu Shom Tosfos on this last din. Why should the Suffolk Bentes passel her? Why don't you go with the Chazaka that he's under Bentes? Olamaloi lamidena b'cheskosa harishayna shayupachos mi Bentes. Follow the Cheskos Katnus on the Pachos mi Bentes. Taisus answers the Tirtzu. Even the Hashti, the Osila Kamon, who Vadei Bentes, we're talking about that now he is for sure Bentes, not when he's coming. They're coming with a Shiloh, so now he's Bentes. Ava Bisha Yisofik Shemor Leha, Loi Mukminin HaChazoka, the Chazoka Kamaisa Israelei Bechulu. That's what Taisa says. Akan Doyer of Divrei Mori Haravzal. This is the Marit talking. So we have a problem here. I thought I had this issue solved. Because you follow Chazoka de Meikara over the Hashta. If it's not Reyes of Begufa, so Beis Hillel will also be Maida. They have a similar type machlaik as in either that base. But, I'm saying Hillel is only with a reis of Megufa. My problem is that I have this Tosis in Yevamos. Tosis in Nida says the same thing. That you see from the Gemara that Shammai and Hillel are both Moda. That you go Basu Chazaka to Meikara, even if there's a change in status before Necha. We have a problem of Tosis in Yevamos. That says that the reason you don't go Basu Cheskos on the Bentes is because he's a Bentes before Neinu. According to that, in our case, you would have to be Mesupik, maybe she was a Gedolah also, when Reuven was Mekadesha. Yeah. So the problem is, what do you do with Reish Maseches Nida? In other words, this is where the Maritz Rebbe throws up his hands. Says, I'm not sure how to pasken this case, because I seem to have a stira here between the Gemara Nida, Tosis in Nida, and Tosis in Yevamos. Okay? So the Rebbe of the Maritz goes on, and he says a whole piece of Torah there, which the Shmaitzer does not see fit to bring down. And the Shmaitzer continues with the words of the Marit. With Marit Shom, Herich L'Hoshev Al Divei Harav, he argues with his Rebbe. Let me just see who it is, please. Hello? Yes? Okay. I can't talk to you now. I'm in the middle of a shir. Please call me in an hour. So the Marit, Herich, L'Hoshev Al Divei Harav, because he says you never look at the Hashta, you need Tarti L'Reyosa, as we know from the Maseches Nida. So we're back with the problem of Tosis and Yevamos. Why does it say that Sofik Bentes, Pasul Sabi Biyoso, you know Tarti L'Reyosa, why don't you go Maseches Nida with the Hashta, right? That's our concern. What's Pshat and Tosis and Yevamos? So the Marit says, Venire, the Hach, the Yevamos, Damiel and Nida, the Metamim Eishleis, V'Loyazlinim Maseches Chazaka. This is going to be like Reyes of Begufa, getting older and saying he's 9 years old now. Befaneinu is Reyes of Begufa. Kedemeforish time of the Gemara, the Chivin the Begufa Kachazia Israel Cheskasa. So the Rebbe of the Marit understood that it has something to do with the Gufa Mamash. But Upirish Rashi. So now the Marit brings down Rashi's explanation. Kiva the Migufa Chachazia mu edes va'alula hi lekach ve'ein lo chazkus taira. That's how Rashi explains it. It has nothing to do with Gufa per se, but it has to do with alula lekach. It's a teva haguf. So certainly the Marit says Alma. So that's when Hillel. So it's Hillel. So the culprit in Yevamos is Hillel. The culprit in Yevam is saying, you know, go Moshe Chazaka to Meikara, is Hillel. Alma Kol Shehimu U Tedes Ba'alula U Edes Lekach Ein L'Chazaka. The Meikara Nami L'Hachi Kaima. Because she was always aiming to see Dam. That's how Rashi learned. So here also, he was always aiming to grow up. So that's why you don't come to the chazaka of cotton. It's not going to be besovik mentes. Ain't the chazaka mashem tchila cotton hoya. To me, karanami lohachi koi. He was oimed to get older. With the whole yom, God will vasoi. In fact, he gets older every day. Okay. So now, the Marid's bothered by. Why? He wants to know what was Tosis' original kasha. Why don't you call it a chazaka suya l'shtanos? Also, why do you have to say he's 9 years old now for? What? Miyuv Nashto Dosi Kamon. What do you have to have him be 9 years old now for? Why don't you just say, if you don't know how old he was, if you don't know how old he was, you can go to Chazaka, because the nature of age is that he gets older. So why, Umiyu Mhashta Dosi Kamon, Namilo Yadin and Mu Ben Tesoy Lab, why do you have to say that now he's 9? Vadai Tfei Havalon Lu'ukba Itza Becheskos Kashris. So then, we would be talking about a cheskos kashrus on the isha. There's a whole fact here we didn't take into account. We want to know how old the boy was, but why don't we go bust a cheskos kashrus of the isha? So if we didn't know what he was, you would follow cheskos kashrus. Well, this is going to be interesting here. Logos tells us that it is a reyusa, even the house of dosi the kamon uvade ben tes, even shekain hura cheskoso harishona. So there's a reyus of the cheskos kashrus of the isha. Cheskos kashrus nami hura shenemar shenomar kamoshu huachshav after sheya kemi kaidem v'nitzala b'biyaso. Okay, so this is not so clear as the guy in the bottom points out. The sefer, because what does the Marit all of a sudden do? But if the Marit holds that Chazaka the Meikara always trumps Chazaka the Hashta, if it's not Tarti L'Reyos, so just because he's 9 now, why is there a Reyos on the? Now we bring up the subject of the Cheskos Kashrus of the Isha. Why is that spoiled because he's 9 now? It's still not Tarti L'Reyos. It's still Chazaka. If you could, why did Tosfos have to say he's 9 now? So Rit says if he wouldn't have said he's 9 now, then you would have the cheskos kashrus of the isha, and the chazaka the meikara of the child of the kid, and he's not 9. He's not the greatest chazaka in the world because it changes, but you have a cheskos kashrus on the part of the isha, so she should be kosher. So that's why Tosfos has to say, says the Marit, that he's 9 now. So that there's a reyus on Hecheskos Kashrus. So the question is, well, why? Why? Why is there a reyus on Hecheskos Kashrus? Same thing. If there's no time to the reyus, so you follow Chazaka to Meikara, even if it changed. So why is there a reyus on Hecheskos Kashrus? So he says, the Marit in a different shuv explains it more. He says that it's talking about, because since he was boil her, a maisa is a bigger reyus than the chazaka, like by zarek, like get a kedushin, safek karav loy, safek karav loy. You don't follow cheskos pnuya, because when the reyus is on yidei a maisa, it's not so. You don't go bosu chazaka to pay kara so quickly. Yeah. So then, but if he was never 9, if he was never 9, so then. He never had a situation that his bia would passel her. It's like Mechitesi, she's passel. That's what he says. She's 9 now. If she's 9 now, now you have a raise on the Cheskos Kashrus. He's 9 now. So if he would be, if, now he certainly passels her. And you know he was boil her. So a Maisa, with a Maisa, you don't follow Chazaka de Meikara, because he's a Maisa. But if he wouldn't be 9 ever, if you never knew him to be 9, then you wouldn't care, because there would be no reyus of mechitesi. But now that he's 9 and he does passel ha, then you say this yourself, that a maisa, a reyus through a maisa ruins a chazaka de meikara. That's a big yisod. You have it, Lamarshal, is a very good example by kazarik la kedushin, safik karabloy. You don't follow cheskos pnuya. Okay.
Because
a maisa ruins the reyusa of a maisa being done ruins a chazaka de meikara. Normally, we're saying a reyusa doesn't spoil a chazaka de meikara. You need tartar the reyusa, right? But a maisa does. What? Chazaka menachas is not a maisa.
But a
maisa, like throwing the kiddushin, or in this case a bia, does ruin a chazaka de meikara. The suffix created, engendered through a maisa,
is bought. Right?
Well, yeah, for sure. The Meiser that. Well, that's why you need him to be nine now. That's the combination. That's shot. That's why you need him to be nine now. That's why Tyson couldn't have said his teretz. He wouldn't have been nine now.
The Meiser by itself.
You say mechitesi because you don't have a bechala reyusa who said there's a problem. You don't create problems. Okay, here we'll stop. Rabbi Greenstein, I want to thank you very sincerely and very much. Look how we learned, and we learned Gishmak, and it was good because you were here.